Welcome to Thursday night, Grace Point, and anybody else that's watching out there. We're going through the book of Matthew. We're at Jesus Calmed the Storm, verse 23 of chapter 8. We kind of got into it up to a certain part of it anyway last week. We're going to continue there this week. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Word of God. Your Word is truth. Holy Spirit, thank you for teaching us and working through us to teach. Open our hearts and minds to the Word. And I pray that you will enlighten us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Jesus got in the boat. We read it last week. There was a furious storm. He was sleeping and his disciples were worried. And last week, I really was coming at worry. I talked a little bit about the sovereignty of God and how our trials, God isn't sending our trials and then rebuking our trials, okay? The enemy attacks us. You know, God is sovereign, and he does work everything out for the good. Obviously, all creation is with God, but there is an enemy that comes and attacks us. It's called the devil, and God's given us authority over the devil. He doesn't want us worrying. You can go back and listen to last week, and I go into that a little more. But let's go a little further here. The disciples said, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. And he replied, you of little faith, why are you afraid? Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this that even the winds and waves obey him? Okay, so Jesus stands up in the boat, and he rebukes the wind and the waves. They ask the question, what kind of man is it that he can do this? Obviously, they'd never seen anything like this, right? And in fact, when you go through the book of Matthew, the people are often astounded. They go, who has ever taught like this man? Because he teaches with authority. And then he also demonstrates that authority. Now, I want to ask you this question, and you really need to ponder it. It's very important to how you live your life. You really need to ponder it and think about it. And when you're reading the Bible, you need to study this. You need to come to an understanding or a revelation of it yourself. Did Jesus rebuke the wind and the waves just so he could do it? Or, excuse me, or was he teaching his disciples something here? Was he teaching his disciples to rebuke the wind and the waves? You know, we're new creations, right? We're brand new beings. We're not just flesh people. We're people of the Spirit. We do rely on the Spirit. We're not independent of the Spirit when we pray and do things. We walk in step with the Spirit. When we walk in step with the Spirit, do we have authority in Jesus' name? Or was Jesus just demonstrating he's the Son of God? Well, I'm going to flip over to Matthew 17. And folks, listen, I want you to study it. And as I'm going through Matthew, I'll be going over this again and again because it's in the text over and over again. You need to pray about this and study it for yourself and decide what you believe about it. Because what you believe about it will determine how you handle the storms in your life. In Matthew 17, there was a person that came to the disciples to be delivered. The disciples tried to cast out this demon and bring healing to this boy in this story. And I will be teaching on it more later, but I want to bring out one thing. And they couldn't heal him. And then Jesus did heal the boy. He rebuked the demon, told it to come out. And in verse 19, the disciples came to Jesus in private and say, why couldn't we cast it out? What was the expectation there? Was the expectation they should be able to cast it out? Did they have authority in Jesus' name to cast out that demon? Well, obviously, yes, they did. They just failed at it. And of course, where they failed, Jesus succeeded. And they said, why couldn't we do it? And Jesus told them why they couldn't do it. Because of your unbelief. And he said, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. And this, I come to this all the time. I'm not asking you where you're living. I'm not asking you what you're demonstrating in your life. I'm not asking you what your pastor does. I'm not asking you what the televangelist does. I'm not asking you what somebody else does. What I'm asking you is, did Jesus say that they could do the same thing that he did? What does the Bible say? Forget about what your pastor says. You know, when Jesus asked Peter, he says, who do men say that I am? He says, some say you're this, some say you're that. Jesus pinned right down on him and said, who do you say that I am? Didn't he? So I'm not asking you what your pastor teaches, what your pastor does, or the televangelist, or Joyce Myers, or anybody, I like Joyce, anybody does. What does the Bible say? Does Jesus declare that we can operate in the same authority that he does? This is just one verse. I could read you 10 that say the same thing right here that Jesus says. Does he mean it? Or is it just in here to puzzle us or for us to marvel at? He said, in this text, he said that they could speak to the mountain, and if they did not have unbelief, it would move. Didn't he? And he says it over and over again. So what I want to teach, Jesus operating authority, he called these disciples so they could learn of him. They could learn how to operate this way. Now let me ask you a question. Did those disciples walk in miracles? Did they speak? Mountains move, people get healed, etc. Yes, they did. They did it in the Gospels, and they did it in the book of Acts. And throughout history, people that believe the word, trust in Jesus, operate this way. Now, I'm not saying, because I don't believe, people that have tried to walk in these ways, I don't think we do this independent of God. I don't think we do it independent of prayer. I don't think we do it independent of some fasting. I don't think we do it independently of the Lord. But we can, if we're walking in the Spirit, operate in signs and wonders. We can operate in God. We can operate in authority. It's the authority of Jesus. I'll be teaching it more as we go along. The point I want to make here is Jesus is teaching his disciples to walk in his authority. That's why he rebukes them for their little faith. The starting point is don't worry. That's the starting point. The next point is, where's your faith? Why aren't you believing? I've been teaching you. Why aren't you believing? And then the third point is, he rebukes the storm with words, and it stops. And of course, they're amazed by it, just like we'd be. If someone actually got up and did this type of thing, we'd be amazed today by it too. But it is possible. I heard the story of in the 1800s, this man was a mighty man of faith, this preacher. He's from Australia. He came to America. He started a great work, Zion Church in Chicago. He was a powerful man of God that he, on his trips over from Australia to the United States, did the exact same thing that Jesus did here. He rebuked the winds and the waves. Powerful, miracle man of God. And actually, John Lake actually came out of his ministry, out of Chicago. John Lake came out of his ministry. Powerful man of God. I've heard of other people doing this when they're operating in the Spirit. So these things are here for a reason. And so Jesus is discipling us. That's what I want you to get. This isn't just here so we can be amazed and marvel at Jesus, which we do. Okay, because God gave Jesus the Spirit without measure. But the Lord is teaching us something. Now I'm going to teach this and I'm going to stop for this week. Here's how I take it. You know, I don't know that I can't just walk out and move mountains and arbitrarily do things. I know if I'm in a situation where I need to believe God and I'm praying and I'm seeking God, that I have this ability. This is something that's available to me. But I operate in this speaking and believing in the small things of my life. When sickness tries to come on my body, I speak to it. I tell it to leave. Go in Jesus' name, right? When trials come on me and if I feel pain in my knee, I'm a runner. I tell it to go in Jesus' name. And I believe God. By his stripes, I'm healed. And maybe it's not moving mountains, but are moving mountains in my life. I have relational issues. I got church obstacles. I have things being thrown at me. And if I believe it's the devil or it's an obstacle from hell coming at me, I speak to it. Now, I'm not perfect in it. I don't say that I am. I don't know anybody that is. But if I'm going to follow Jesus, this believing and speaking is something that I have to learn. We get saved by believing and speaking. I believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose from the dead. I believe that. And I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe that. That's how I got saved, believing and speaking. This believing and speaking is very important. So when you have trials, so we don't fold up and live in fear. We're supposed to rise up in the Spirit of God and speak to these things because we are sons of God. I'm going to pick up right there next week. We are sons of God. Okay, that's enough for tonight.